Welcome to Induction Vault, a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony is about to begin. It's time to take your seats.
Known for her powerful voice and five-octave vocal range, Mariah Carey was the perfect diva to induct the legendary Empress of Soul, Gladys Knight, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mariah shares a deep connection to Gladys' distinctive, warm voice and flawless phrasing. Her heartwarming speech rightly celebrates the music of Gladys and her backing group, the Pips. The group's modest remarks showcase their strong connections as siblings Gladys and Merrill finish each other's sentences and all members give thanks to God and to friends and family, while acknowledging the determination it took to achieve their long and successful run.
To induct Gladys Knight and the Pips into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, please welcome Mariah Carey.
Thank you. When she was 4 years old, Gladys Knight made her singing debut at the Mount Moriah Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. But that's not the only reason I feel a special attachment to this extraordinary singer. When I was a little girl and a budding insomniac, I used to sneak out of my room, steal a portable radio from the kitchen, hide under the covers, and sing along with Midnight Train to Georgia, Neither One of Us, and The Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. The voice of Gladys Knight pulled me through a lot of lonely times, and I just wanted to thank her for that tonight. Unlike some who came after her, she's not about image or shock value. Gladys is a singer-singer. She's as real as it gets. All she has to do is stand there and sing, and she'll blow you away. She doesn't have to follow trends or set them. It's all about that voice, her incredible gift from God. If you have the desire to sing and you love R&B, she's like a textbook you learn from. You hear her delivery and you wish that you could communicate with as much honesty and genuine emotion as she does. Even on her very earliest records, the ones I heard years later, like Letter Full of Tears, her voice was so filled with experience and intensity. And when she recorded that song, she was only 17 years old, even though she sounded as though she'd already seen and lived through everything. It's a great personal honor for me to induct Gladys Knight and the Pips, one of R&B's most influential and enduring rock groups, R&B groups, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Gladys, her brother, Merrill Bubba Knight, and their cousin, Edward Patton and William Guest, have lasted for nearly four decades, going from the end of the doo-wop era through the golden age of Motown, through the 70s, and up to the present, setting a new standard for longevity and quality. Gladys is an inspiration to millions, not just because she's a singer who can break your heart, but because she never let the sound of the times pass her by. And that's why records like I Heard It Through the Grapevine, The End of Our Road with Norman Whitfield, and On with Curtis Mayfield, and Daddy Could Swear, I Declare, are still classic performances. It's been almost 35 years since Gladys Knight and the Pips first number one R&B hit, and its title seems to be a fitting way for me to pay tribute. Gladys, guys, thank you so much for being a constant influence on me and my musical generation, for keeping on, and for being as amazing today as you were when you started, for showing how a song should be sung. I love and respect you.
With every beat of my heart.
And it gives me much pleasure and pride to usher you in to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen, Gladys Knight and the Pips.
After the break, we'll hear from Gladys Knight and the Pips on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault.
Woo! Oh, boy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You guys better cut that out.
Thank you.
We thank you so very much. You know, the old cliche, this is a dream come true. It's just not adequate. to express what it's really like tonight. People have been asking me for the last 2 weeks since we found out about it. Somebody called me on the telephone and congratulated me. That's how I found out about it. And they've been asking us, how do you feel about this? You cannot express what this feeling is at this very, very moment. We've been together actually 42. I ain't telling. Actually, 43 years together, the Pips and I, and it's 48 years in the business for me. So, I'm telling you. You know, it's too many people to thank. It's like you wouldn't know half of them anyway. but it's about all of us in this room right here. We could not have done this if it were not for you, if it were not for the men and women and the boys and girls that have followed us and supported us for all of those years. It's been a long time coming. When we stopped performing together about 8 years ago, we never dreamed that this would come at this time, even though from the very beginning, day one, we set goals for ourselves to say, hey, we want a Grammy, and we want to hit record, and we want to play the Copacabana, and all of those things, and we want to be in the Hall of Fame one day. And here we are, 8 years after we stopped performing together, in the Hall of Fame. I can't tell you what that's like. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. My name is Bubba Knight. I'm Bubba the Pip. I would like to say, because of people like Sidney Seidenberg, Floyd Lieberman, Motown Records, BMG.
The nine record companies that we were with.
Oh, yeah, that was nine, wasn't it? Yeah, that's right. And my mom, Elizabeth Knight.
Yeah.
And
Mom had a vision. Thank God for that.
Yeah, and I appreciated her pushing us to this point where we really enjoy. We really enjoyed what we're doing now as far as, and we didn't really want any money in the beginning.
In the beginning?
Yeah, in the beginning. And then we thought about it, say, we could make some money at this.
And all of the other artists that are part of this industry that we so respect and so love, like Eddie and Gerald sitting over there.
LaVert, yeah.
LaVert. Yeah, and others that we learned from. See, in those days, we were still learning from each other. We thank you so very much for that.
And to Heavenly Father.
Thank you
so much. We'd like to give thanks. And to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation, thank you so much for voting us
in. Our families, hey, y'all.
My wife, Kathleen, over there at Sid Tyberg. Thank you. Thank you very much, y'all. We're not going to make this long. Go, baby.
My name is William, and I'd like to thank everybody. And this is an honor. It makes you feel like all the work we've done over 43 years haven't been in vain. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, thanks to God who made all this possible for us. And then provide a way for me to be here to accept the award. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. We love you.
Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. For more on your favorite inductees, to shop inductee merch, or to plan your trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, visit rockhall.com. Plus, view the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction special on demand on HBO Max. Our executive producers are Noel Brown, Shelby Morrison, and Risa Gerke. Supervising producer is Taylor Chacoin. Research and archival assistance from Isabel Kiefer and Shannon Erb. Thanks again for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. Induction Vault is a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.